I'm talking to Sheila Stewart, Project Manager Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Financial Overview of the NHS in Scotland 2009-10. Sheila, what's this report about?
This report is an overview of the financial performance of the NHS in Scotland, and the report is in two parts. The first part looks back and makes an assessment of the financial performance for the year 2009-10. And the second part looks forward and examines some of the challenges facing the NHS in Scotland and NHS boards in the future.
And what have you found?
One of our key findings is that the financial performance of the NHS is good. The NHS in Scotland spent £10.8 billion, and this was a slight underspend against the budget. For the second year running, all boards met their financial targets, and this was achieved through the delivery of significant planned efficiencies. That said, the NHS now faces considerable financial challenges going forward. Funding increases are slowing down, but at the same time, demand and cost pressures are increasing. We found that the NHS is responding to these challenges of the current financial climate and is taking steps to identify ways of balancing the budget. However, our report has identified there is more the NHS can do, such as better information to assess quality and cost effectiveness, good workforce planning and closer partnership working.
Now, you were saying there that there are going to be funding increases, but these are slowing down, but then there's rising cost pressures. So, and it says in your report that the cost pressures could be outstripping the funding increases. Could you expand a bit on what you were saying here?
The NHS is still receiving funding increases. However, this is now at lower levels than before. I mean, to put this in context, between 2001-2 and 2009-10, there was a 38% real terms increase in funding. Now the level of increase for NHS funding is slowing down, and at the same time, NHS boards face significant cost pressures in a number of areas. Demographic changes are putting pressure on budgets with the growing older population. There's costs associated with their health and social care needs. Drugs expenditure is another cost pressure, both GP prescribing and drugs used in hospitals, and this is increasing at above inflationary levels. And staff costs. Staff expenditure is the largest element of NHS expenditure and will continue to be a cost pressure going forward. I mean, taking all these cost pressures together, it's a challenge for the NHS to be able to continue to deliver services in the way they have been doing and still come in within their financial targets.
Now, the recent budget review has seen decreases in public sector funding, and as you've said, while the NHS will continue to get increases, these are going to become smaller and smaller. Is there a risk to the sustainability of frontline services? Are we going to see cuts to frontline services?
Our report does reinforce the challenge the NHS is under. I mean, there are rising demand and cost pressures, which will make it increasingly difficult for NHS boards to maintain service levels and quality while staying within their budgets. However, in the short term, all boards are forecasting they'll be able to meet their financial targets for 10-11, but they will need to deliver more cost savings than they have done in the past year. In the medium to longer term, it will be increasingly difficult for the NHS to continue to deliver services that they have been doing. But they are taking steps to try and identify ways to ease budgetary pressures. The Scottish Government has a key role in this and has introduced the quality strategy in May of this year, which will underpin the work of the NHS overall.
And just lastly, what do you want to see happen now?
We want the NHS in Scotland to continue to manage its finances well, and also to respond to the challenges of the current financial situation. And key elements of this response include better information. This is necessary to be able to make better assessments of quality of services and cost effectiveness. We need there to be better partnership working and closer partnership working. I mean, the NHS doesn't work in a vacuum, but works with local authority and voluntary sector partners. And as funding becomes tighter, it's important that partnerships work together to identify the resources for their local priorities. And finally, effective workforce planning is essential. Staff costs are the biggest element of NHS expenditure, and as budget pressures increase, NHS bodies will need to review the staff that they have in place to be able to identify how they will continue to deliver services against their priorities.
Okay, Sheila, thanks very much.